Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hay. Beef buzzing with you today. Cool. It's hot. We're back on that for you today in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
As we get closer to the World Trade Organization giving us an actual number of retaliation that will be allowed for Canada and Mexico to utilize against the U.S. regarding our country of origin labeling rules, the urgency continues to ramp up to get something done in Congress. The House has already passed their version of cool repeal. Now the Senate is grappling with that. Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the time to get this done is now.
Just this week, there's legislation introduced in the Senate by the ranking member, so the lead Democrat on the Agriculture Committee, Mrs. Stabenow, which NCBA has a lot of concerns of, and we're actually opposing her legislation, which we don't think addresses the concerns from Canada and Mexico and what they've raised in the WTO situation, which for four times now, the WTO has ruled against the United States. So we're working very closely with the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Mr. Roberts from Kansas, who's interested in looking at fully repealing country of origin labeling to address these concerns.
It sounds like he has introduced an amendment to the highway bill that would do a clean repeal.
That's exactly right. And NCBA, we've been working with him and his staff, as well as other members on the committee, because when you start looking at retaliation, this is really getting serious. And USDA's own numbers said that that could be almost $8 billion worth of money that they can retaliate against the United States. So when you look at Canada and Mexico from a beef perspective, those are two of our top five export markets for U.S. beef. But when you look at other items on that retaliation list, it's not just beef. It includes many specialty crops. It includes many other biofuels, corn-based ethanol, the wine industry is a target, as well as many of the office equipment and pieces for manufacturing as well. So it's a very broad list, and retaliation is, it's here. It's upon us.
Christina Butts of the Washington office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association pointing out that we've already lost the WTO case. There's no more negotiating with Canada and Mexico through WTO. WTO is going to set a retaliation number, then Canada and Mexico can start on that retaliation from day one. They're the only ones that can short circuit this process in a hurry by saying, yes, we'll accept your offer, your changing of the rules, and then you can still go back at that point and get WTO to go along with what Canada and Mexico say. But they're the wrong party. They get to make the call. We don't have an opportunity to make any negotiating demands at this point. They've said they want total repeal. And it looks like that's the way the House has gone with their vote, over 300 votes in favor of total repeal. That's what the Pat Roberts proposal, that is an amendment to the transportation bill, is all about as well. And Ms. Stabenow's measure is something less than that. Now, one final thought from the cattle industry perspective regarding retaliation. Kevin Good with Cattle Facts says we're talking about real money when it comes to lost dollars if we lose sales to Canada and Mexico, and that'll translate in a couple of negative ways back to the cattle producer.
Yeah, it depends on which products. You know, if they put a big tariff on U.S. beef, we've got to remember that we ship about 2.5 pounds per capita worth of beef to both Mexico and Canada combined. You know, that's roughly 800 million pounds. So if we can't put it into those two countries because it becomes too expensive because of tariffs, we'll have to consume more of that product at home. And how do you consume more product? Typically at lower levels.
Kevin Good of Cattle Facts with the economic justification of why livestock groups and others are saying it's time to do what Canada and Mexico are asking for, because they have won the WTO case, and that is total repeal of cool. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction presents the Video Royale, July 27th through the 31st, offering 137,000 head. Monday's Fort Worth offering includes Southern and South Central calves, yearlings, and Holsteins. Wednesday in Winnemucca offers calves, yearlings, and bred stock from the Rocky Mountain and Western states. Thursday highlights weaned calves and calves on cows from the best ranches in the Western U.S. And wrapping up the auction on Friday are weaned calves and calves on cows from Oregon and Washington. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com today.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.